Sagt der Gemisch der Weite, man sagt, dass Kalim Perig sein, Mishnah Aleph, ha Klosseis shel Balei Batim. Klosseis are, Loshen Rabim, bases. Loshen Yochid, that's called a Kalas. Some Kiras are on the floor, some Kiras were on a base. If we had a Kira in my house, I built a base for it. So remember what a Kira looks like. It's just like this round pot with two holes on top. And there's a round base that it's sitting on. The base is made out of Cheres. No, what's the problem? The problem is Shen Nifchasa. You know what a sinkhole is? A person could be walking on a sidewalk and suddenly there's a hole. It just gives in. And he falls in. Don't worry, it doesn't happen too often. But here it's likely to happen. You have to realize the fire is burning on this. So the fire eats away at the cheres and suddenly there's like a hole. So the fire is much lower. What's the problem? Well, the problem is the fire can't be too far from the top or else how is your chunk going to cook? So here's the shear. Pachis mishloisha tvachim, if the hole in the base is less than 3 tvachim deep. In other words, if you had a ruler that measures exactly 3 tvachim and you inserted it in straight, the top of the ruler will still stick out. So then temeya. Temeya meaning it could still be mekabeltum. In other words, the kira is still a functioning kira. If it's less than 3 tvachim deep, nishkeferlich. The fire is still going to cook the food that's in the pot resting on the kira. Shumasig milamatan, I can still light a fire below, even in this hole. Ukideira bishela milmala, and the pot will cook on top. The problem is if yasser mikan, if the hole is deeper than 3 tvachim, then tahir the kira is tar, because you're going to light your fire at the bottom. It's too far from the top to cook the food. So basically, tahir means the kira is no longer a kira. Nosan even oitzrar. He comes, he says, oh, I need chant for Shabbos. What should I do? The hole is too deep. The fire is too far from the top. So what does he do? No son Evan. He places a rock, oitzrar, or a small pebble, inside the hole to fill it. And now he's going to light the fire on top of the rock, or the small stones. And being that the fire is burning not on the floor of the hole, but on top of the rock or the small stones, it'll be close enough to what's cooking in my pot. In other words, as the Bat Tanura explains, the fire on top of the rock is less than 3 tvachim into the hole. Sakta Mishnah Tehoira, the Kira is still tar. It's still called a non-functioning Kira. Ah, you put a rock there? That doesn't become part of the Kira. There's an outside thing that's making it work now, but it's still not a Kira. However, Mercha B'tit, he didn't stop and put down rocks or stones. He put them down. And he spread the tit, the clay on it. Now it's connected. Now it becomes part of the Kira. So if I take my 3 tvachim ruler again, and I put it in, meaning it'll go on top of the rock, and the top is going to stick out, and the rock is connected to the Kira with the clay, so mekabelas tumah mikano lahaba. It'll become tummy from this point on. In other words, it's a brand new Kira. If the Kira was tummy from before, and that's when the hole gave in, that tum is not going to come back. But from this point in on, it could become tame. Zakta Mishnah Zuhai Sechuvas Rabbi Yehuda B'tanur Shenesoni Al Pi Abar Oy Al Pi Ados. Let me remind you, Perig Hey Mishnah Vav. You learned if you have a new oven, and when he heated it up the first time, it wasn't connected to the ground, but it was on a bar or a dus. Bar is a pit in the ground, dus is like a bar that's built on the ground. So again, being that it's over a bar, the fire is too low. I need the fire closer to the oven. And he puts a stone there, so now the fire is on top of the stone. So Rabbi Yehuda said, that's not going to turn it into an oven. If you were to take away the stone, and the fire would be burning on the floor of the bar, would it be close enough? That's when the tanner is tummy. If it would be too far, the tanner is not tummy, even if right now there's a stone there. And the Chachamim say, right now the fire is close enough because it's on the pit, so it's a functioning tanner. So Yehuda brings a raya from this Mishnah. Zuhai Sechuvas Rabbi Yehuda, when he argued with the Chacham over there, Betanner, in regard to the case of a tanner shenesoneh that was placed lapi abar al pi ados, you see from here, just putting a stone there doesn't fix it, doesn't turn it into an oven. It may work practically, but it won't be called an oven, or a kira for that matter, unless that stone is actually clayed in. So once again, chazing over our Mishnah, we have a base called a kolos, loshen rabim kolosais. Kira's on the base sunk in. less than 3 tefachim, not a problem. If it's more than 3 tefachim deep, fire is too far from the top of the stove, your chunk won't cook good. And therefore, it is tahira, the kira is tahar, it is no longer a functioning kira. What if I put in a rock or a small stone? Now the fire is higher. Okay, so practically your chunk may cook because the fire is lifted. It's not 3 tefachim deep into the base. But as far as the kira is concerned, it's not called the kira because the stone is not connected. If you clay it in, then it becomes part of the kira, and it's like a new kira. From this point on, it'll become tameh, but if it was tameh from before, that tumah doesn't continue. And the Mishnah ended by saying, Zuhayse tshuvas Rabbi Yehuda betanish and asani al piyabara piyados. It was mechlekes beforehand about heating up an oven for the first time. And there Rabbi Yehuda said that if you have an oven that's on top of a pit, and the fire is all the way in the pit, so it won't work to turn the oven into an oven unless the fire is close enough to heat up what's in the oven. If the pit is too deep, the oven does not become an oven. So Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya from our Mishnah. Here you see the same thing. And you also see, this is how the Mishnah Achroinah explains it, putting a rock is not going to help. What would the Chachamim answer? And Echanami, over here you see that putting a rock is not going to help unless you taka clay it in. But that's because here something is missing. The hole at the bottom of the base fell through. So if you want to repair a hole, you can't just throw a rock in. But over there where nothing is missing, and you're setting up the oven this way and you're placing a rock, could be just placing a rock is enough. That's what the Chachamim would answer. The Taisis Yamtiv asks, how can you bring a raya from one Mishnah to the other? There we're talking about the first fire that has to heat up an oven. Here we're talking about a fire for cooking. It's like two different things. How do we know it works with the same kind of halachas? Maybe the fire that has to create the oven, the first fire, works with different halachas than how close the cooking fire has to be to the pot. Okay, so you can take a look at the Taisis Yamtiv over here. He discusses this kasha, and he has different pshatim as to what the Mishnah actually means, Zohay Setshuvas Rabbi Yehuda. So if you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah now. But if you want, you could listen to this pshat of the Mishnah, a totally different pshat. According to some Rishayim, according to the Rash, kalas is not a base. Rather, it's like a big shisel that would put coals inside and the pot on top. Problem is, the top of this basin, this basket, this shisel, was too wide. If you put the pot on top, it would fall in. So they had a special rim, like a cover, that was put on top of this shisel-like. That had a smaller hole in the middle. That hole was smaller than the pot, so the pot would rest on top of that. So you have the pot, the rim with the smaller hole, and the rim sat on the big shisel, and in the shisel were the coals. This, according to this pshat, is the klosos that the Mishnah is talking about. The Rash learns that way, the Rash learns that way. Okay, so what happened? Shenifchasa. Shenifchasa, according to the Rash, means the hole in the rim, the round hole, part of it broke open. So now when you put the pot on, the pot is still going to sit on top of the hole because most of it is smaller than the pot. But one part of the hole in this rim now broke open and is a little past the pot. So when you look with a bird's eye view down, you're going to see the pot, you're going to see a little bit of the hole sticking out. That's the nifchasa. Now that's a problem. That means the heat is coming out through this hole behind the pot. So it depends how big that hole is, that extra part of the hole that you're going to see even when the pot is on the rim. Less than 3 tefachim is not a problem. More than 3 tefachim, that means too much heat is escaping. It won't cook properly. But if I put a stone into this extra part that broke off to fill up the hole, so now when I'm looking down, I see the pot, and the pot is sitting over the hole, and there's no extra space there. The extra part that broke open has a rock inside, and you're going to smear it with clay, then it becomes like a new kira, and a weave mekabel tumah from this point and on. That is according to the Rash.